This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. Mary Jane. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Lord have mercy. Whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, well.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Central Bank of the Bahamas, the Cleveland Clinic, Easy Car Sales, Fine Threads, Grand Bahama News, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's and Games, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
And we're back at you on the Wednesday, December 4th edition of Talking. In your company right up until 6 p.m. Special guest Matt Aubrey is going to be joining us. Of course, you know, we have to talk to Aug. And this was planned. This was scheduled. Y'all talking about skits and staged and all kind of stuff. No, no, no. This was already booked and planned. But the, you know, radio gods have smiled on us today and given us manna from talk show heaven. So we'll be able to talk about a lot of things. And Matt will be joining us in short order. But MJ, you know, it's a Wednesday, open lines. Listen, man, you send me on one errand. Take our oldest back to school. I come back in 24. What happened? Y'all let all the issue define? What's going on?
I'm just as surprised as you are. Today was quite eventful.
You know,
quite eventful.
It got progressively worse when I had to catch that Charlotte Nassau leg, and I'm sitting down and I hear old couples reading, and of course, obviously, they're doing their research. Oh, my goodness. There's a riot.
No,
they're rioting in front of their government facility.
No.
And then, of course, there's more Bahamians getting on. Naughty, what you doing here? Are they breaking up back home? I'm like, I'm trying to get there now. Don't say nothing. Don't spoil it. No spoiler alert. But really, when you look at it, this was brewing. This was coming. This was like a boil. Like the old people say, this was like a burl. I told y'all to put some leaf on, not in hot water and salt. But no, y'all didn't listen. And now, poof. And that's what it's the equivalent of.
You think it was inevitable what happened today?
It was coming. History often repeats itself. Sure. I'm glad I got to see history this go round because I was too young the last go round to see it happen. So it's the equivalent to me like of somebody hit for the cycle, but I actually see them in 2024 hit for the cycle. That's history. You don't see that often in baseball. Or if you see a 4-home run game. Or a 99-yard touchdown run like Tony Dorsett and Derrick Henry, it doesn't come very often. So to watch it is one thing, but to witness it is another. And I ain't gonna lie, I had my popcorn knife ready to go. That was some WWE type stuff today. That
to
was
be clear, you're talking about the mace being thrown out of the window.
Correct,
the
mace
assembly.
Being. Well, obviously, I didn't think I had to allude to it. I think everybody knows
what
the mace in the room
specific.
Is. But if you want to be specific and Pacific,
all of that.
Yes, when Mr. Shannon Cartwright signed his inner cylinder and Mr. Pintard signs his, it was actually Mr. Cartwright signed his inner Samilo. And Mr. Pintard Sanders in a Mr. Pinland, and boom, there you have it. And I still want to know how slow was that officer who stood there. Shannon ain't point guard speed no more. It ain't like when he was working on fries. Let's be real now. He been in the house for two terms. Them two set of meat done got him. Okay? He ain't the fastest dude on the block no more, but he whooshed by like the flash.
He
and
was fast
whoosh.
Today. That was quick.
And I like what he did. He multitasked. He snatched the mace with the right, protected it over here, opened up the window with the left, and whoosh, straight out onto the street.
And it did make it out.
Boof. Yeah, it might have hit a barricade or a bleacher or two, but the point was made. And sometimes you have to applaud when people rise up democratically and initially peacefully, and if he gets to that point, but sometimes you got to say enough is enough. And you know, for the very few of us alphas that are on this rock, it is good to see some backbone and some huevos in the political halls and stand up and say, let's do it. Enough is enough. Yes, I am now motivated. All of a sudden, hold on, The Rock is back. Wait a minute. I might watch this episode.
All of
so
this
now you
today?
Got me tuned back in. Of course. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because why? People are rising up. At the end of the day, when you look at the finger pointing over these indictments abroad, the resignation of the COP, now the cries for the resignation of the Minister of National Security, now who's talking about the replacement for the COP, and don't get caught on that distraction, zone in on why all of this hitting the fan. A lot of cleaning up to do. A lot. I mean, I don't... That's practically the headlines right there, brought to you by right. Fine Threads. Check them out for all of your Christmas shopping. Now, if you want to chime in today, because we are opening up the lines, here's how.
Here's how you can become a talking head, brought to you by BTC.
Text lines powered by BTC 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines open in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free and anyone in the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh new smart talk all day right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Now, like I told you, we got special guest Matt Aubrey. We got a lot of things to talk about with Matt. They don't have nothing to do with what transpired today. And then a lot of things to do with what did transpire today. And we'll have a nice mosh with him coming up on the flip side of the break. But before we get there, let's get these two calls in, MJ. Here we go. Talking heads.
Naughty.
Hey, make it quick, bro. Good to hear from you because we got to get...
Good to hear from you and your guests, man.
24 hours and you had that big party on Bay Street and you all didn't tell me, man.
Look here. I had to shake Senator on... His Venice out there after he done get wrapped up and thing. I talked to him. You understand? I said, he fighting for us, boy. You understand? I said, he fighting for the Bahamian people.
Well, I just said it. You know, the men are standing up and taking heed and taking note, and maybe that's what we've had to do a long time and we didn't do it.
The Bahamian too laid back and let's take everything, man. You understand what I'm saying? I feel already electing coming in.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised now because, like I say, it is mucho-ish that hit the fan. I mean, all varieties. It wasn't just one kind. It was all kind from all angles.
What's going on, man? This is a big black spot, black eye on the
All right.
The
well, you got the resignation of the COP because I know you were one that was calling for. You were one of the many that were calling for the resignation.
Correct.
You got that. Let's see where that goes now. Let's see where the further investigations go.
One more to go.
And in your opinion, who would that be?
That'll be the Minister of National Security.
And I've been hearing that too. I just wanted to make sure that's the hot rumor.
The international community don't trust y'all.
And then, hey, add one more to the list, because as long as Mr. Fred Mitchell making statements like and decrying false narratives on this whole indictment, it's proven now that he's a silly septuagenarian, like I say, and it's time for him to go too.
Change your narrative, Fred.
There you go. Among other things. Anyway, good to hear from you, brother. Be safe. I go on. Next caller, Talking Heads.
Hey, what's happening, Naughty?
Hey, what's going on? Good to hear from you, bro. We got a guest, so make it quick before the break. Go.
The caller said one more to go. I believe this entire PLP administration need to go. You know, the last election, right?
You ever been greedy, eh?
The F&M lost the last election because the base didn't show up. I believe the events from today.
I, buddy, like I said, I compared it to that WWE moment. You stop right. watching, then all of a sudden they bring the right superstar back, or the right, yep. you know, angle comes on, and then boom, you got a bloodline fluid.
The event from the day, reignite, re-energize, reinvigorate, be ready to go. Be ready to go. I wish they could call. I got my shoes on, got my hat on, got my flag on, I ready to go.
Calm down.
You need to get this
pace yourself. Because I want to see you in 6 months with the same shirt on and socks on. Calm down.
Well,
but I feel you. I hear where you're coming from.
Yeah, man. Let's make this happen. F&M, let's get together. Let's make this happen.
And this sound like Joe, this sound like this coming Joe, from Grand Bahama, too.
Grand Bahama all the way. Go with you. Register. Get yourself involved with your associations. Get yourself involved with your constituencies. Let's make this thing happen.
And I heard some people, you know, thumbing up their nose today talking about, I didn't see Nasubians. If Grand Bahamian's got a lead in and make it happen, for it to happen, I don't mind. Y'all done show us the baby. Hugh Campbell, y'all done give us Buddy. Y'all done give us Jonquil. Y'all done give us my wife, MJ. Man, big up to Freeport, man. I ain't got no problem with Freeport.
Whether you're from Freeport, Nassau, it doesn't matter. The point was F&M's was out there.
And the point was Bahamians and I, in general, too, standing up. Because I've heard a lot of disgruntled PLPs and disenfranchised in the wilderness voters and talk show callers calling in today, you know, seemingly fired up and inspired.
We get two things done today. We get the commissioner of police showing up, and we get the mayor showing up. I'll hang up and continue to listen.
All right, brother, be safe. Last one before the break. Talking Heads, who's this?
Naughty.
Hey, what's happening?
What's happening, Naughty?
Everything good, Mystery Dolphin. What you got for me?
MJ, how you doing?
Hey, good afternoon. I'm good. Thank you.
Listen, Naughty, I didn't vote in the last general election because I wasn't motivated. But this one, I will be voting.
And you got motivated today?
Yes.
Boom.
I am very encouraged, very motivated.
Man, Mystery?
I see that the FNM are fighting for the Bahamian people.
Buddy, you listen here. You know... You're a regular on the sports side. You keep it real. To hear you say that and who you represent, that speaks volumes.
I'm telling you, I will be voting, my brother. I am very motivated. I love to see. That's democracy speaking. Okay? That's what it is. Democracy spoke today. And that motivated me. So I will be voting. My whole household.
Good.
Right?
And I hope you're so motivated now you don't come in at 5 o'clock talking trash about my Cowboys.
Oh, I will be. I will be.
Jesus, you ain't not motivated. Thank you, sir. Good stuff. Have a good one. All right, let's get to the break. Flip side of the break. We'll be picking up the conversation with Matt Aubrey as the Wednesday, December 4th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this. Boy, that's going to be a hot one. And if you got to go into 5 o'clock, we can do that too.
And do they try to leave them with the friend? Me burn a fire pan a week at Babylon and the free jack. Could I never get me down? And do they try to use me and abuse me? I leave them with the friend. The way goes by so long and the plantation. And me never get paid.
Around the world, Cleveland Clinic is recognized as a leader in healthcare. Our team of experts relentlessly pursues the best for our patients. From groundbreaking cancer research to state-of-the-art heart surgery, life-saving innovations happen here every day. When it's time to travel for your health, it's time to travel to Cleveland Clinic, your destination for care, for every care in the world. To learn more, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Bring flavor home for the holidays with a KFC Festive Feast. Create timeless memories with a $20 KFC Festive Bucket, brimming with 8 pieces of your favorite fried chicken and 4 buttery biscuits, or decorate the dinner table with a mega Festive Bucket, 4 biscuits, a large corn and mashed potato duo with a side of gravy, and 4 of our new pumpkin dessert biscuits. Crunch the holidays however you want, and let us do the dishes. KFC Nassau, it's finger looking good.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles, with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's, well worth the trip.
From sinking last year to rising to the top this year, congratulations to Buck 2, the 2024 Bass of the Bass champ.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Who this fella is, man?
Boy, I don't even think this boat registered.
My Lord.
Bingston.
Ernestine?
Guess who I just been best of the best?
In what?
In this same boat, Bucktoe.
I gotta go back to Madrid because I just got my award and this pretty young gal is about to give me some champagne.
Thanks, you gotta catch yourself.
Mind understand more to where I gotta get ready for the best of the best of God. I'm coming to the Montague Foreshores from December 5th to December 8th. The top sailors from around about. Mind understand, you wanna see me talking?
I'm talking!
With the best delicious local dishes and live performances. And guess what? I can be there shaking a leg.
Shaking what leg?
Understand how shot?
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane.
Mary Jane!
Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John's Shoes.
Lord have mercy.
We're back at you right here on the Wednesday, December 4th edition of Talking Heads. Naughty along with Mary Jane in your company and our very special guest, Director of Org, Mr. Matt Aubrey, no stranger to the show. How are you, my brother? Good to see you.
Good. I'm good. Glad
How's
to be here.
How's the fam? Everybody
today.
Good?
Good. We just actually came back from a birthday trip. We were in Greece. I think we talked
there
about
it. There you
go.
Yeah.
And I was there in the Agora in Athens where democracy started in
Brutus. Yeah.
You had the sense that we still haven't got it right. They've been working on it since sixth century, so we still got a step more to do.
Cradle of democracy, right?
Yeah, but Plato, yeah.
Like the cradle of democracy, I believe is the expression. But yeah, you're absolutely right. But I think it's so fortuitous for us to have booked you for today because a lot of what you've been discussing so much for so many years actually are like brought to the forefront with the events of the past few weeks.
Right.
I read something in one of the dailies and you offered specifically about some of the suggestions made by the former outgoing now. See, it's changed
right.
in a day.
Right.
Changed in a day. The outgoing commissioner of police, and some of them you even said that they were too simple. So explain to us what you mean by some of the recommendations, because you agreed with some of them, and some of them you said were too simple.
Well, I think it does. I mean, we can't skirt around the very large elephant that we're dealing with today, which is the link of all of this.
All of it.
And I think, Naughty, you said you were talking about, seeing someone hit for the cycle. As a Mets fan, I kind of equate this going back to like when you saw the series.
The 86 Mets?
The 86 Mets. And if you were a Boston fan.
Oh, and the ball through Buckner's leg and all of that. Mookie
I don't
Brooks
know that this
score.
Was hitting the cycle as the other thing. Because what we see is from Org's perspective is that when crisis happens and all of a sudden you react and solutions come forward, they tend to be somewhat short-term. They tend to be situational. They tend to be crisis-based. And we see that today, and we see that. So it's great that we're hearing folks say, yeah, now I'm motivated to do this. But the reality is that motivation that comes out of energy of a thing like today, you're right. In 6 months, is it still there? So what are we doing and how are we working together to make a long-term change? It can't be in a simple one act. So when we see the issues that have come up, these aren't the only issues that have come up in this year. To think that the solution is simply, hey, let's make sure there's more intention in the police force to make sure that we weed these things out. The truth is, it's a culture that doesn't exist in one part of government, and it doesn't just exist solely in government. So, so if we're going to solve it, it requires all of us. So when you see what happened today, in truth, that's a very divisive act that takes people out of the mix. And yes, voting's of an important process, but we can't wait till the next election to get on this and start to solve it in a meaningful way. And that means everybody needs to be at a table, not being carried out of the House of Assembly, right? So part of that process is the suggestions that we heard from the now
outgoing
commissioner are definitely indicative of some things that need to change.
Right.
But they have to be part of freedom of information, and they have to be part of
a widespread, bigger plan that's going to be far-reaching.
Right. They need to be integrity commission, and they need to be public disclosures, and they need to be having whistleblowers legislation, and they need to be all of these things that don't just locate where maybe there's an indicated problem now, but more importantly, get in front of these things so that we don't do that. Because the reality is folks were assembled in the House today to address a very significant issue. And based on what happened in the House today, there's going to be a lot of attention that's not necessarily on the piece of legislation that was brought forward or the solutions that are going to ultimately change the nature of
the
issue.
And I think we need the mechanism that things don't go to the back burner, that we have arms that put it out there, i.e. Freedom of Information Act, Procurement Acts, but also commissions –
Right.
So that we know, look, this can't go away. Why are we having this problem? Why is this continuing? How do we deal with this as a society on multiple levels to get it done? How is it affecting society? How do we fix it? Far too many times we beat up our gun, but there's no solution.
And obviously corruption is always going to be there in some form.
Correct.
And it is the smaller portion of folks in any system that are trying to take advantage. But those bad apples have a destructive factor that deter long-term progress. So if we see, you know, these allegations, and they still are, you know, indictments, so nothing's been proven. But think about how much energy has been put to it. Where if we had been allocating time and energy in the integrity commission, it was proposed in 2017 and put forward in the current administration's blueprint and change in 2021. If those things had been well on their way, then it's not a matter of how is this going to be dealt with. Everybody knows.
And when is it going to be dealt with?
And it doesn't become a political back and forth. It becomes a how do we address the particular challenges of this specific issue so it doesn't happen again.
And I hate to equate it, but I mean, I'm old enough to remember the Rampart District scandal. I'm old enough to remember the Miami River cops, and they this is our version of it.
Mm-hmm.
When you have corruption on the highest level of the police force, who's supposed to serve and protect,
allegedly,
Houston, we have a problem.
Right. Well, and it's also, or it's a problem that we're just starting to see instances of. We had the IDB report that came out very recently that talked about 3/4 of Bahamian businesses reported in a recent survey having paying additional monies to be able to access government services.
Matt, you and I are friends, but here's where we have the road, because for ease of access in my life, I am a strong condoner of buying lunch. I could buy lunch and tell you all outlawed. I could buy.
But that is what they're saying the problem is. And that's what really shows you how ingrained it is in our society that we don't even think anything is wrong with it.
And I'm being facetious when I say that, Matt. But
let me ask.
I mean, that's been part of the process, but it doesn't make it right.
And
but
that's the culture, right?
And it's obviously a very functional and ingenuous way of getting around a system that isn't necessarily responsive.
But so much so that I've seen some government agencies, dip into the lunch money and be like, okay, instead of you all make it, we'll give you a passport in 48 hours for $300.
$400, right.
And that's right. So
mind you, they do a great job at the passport office, though. They took great care of me last time, and I didn't pay the all of that, but they did a great job.
But that's the mechanism. If you see that there are ways to navigate a system and you set it informally, and there's a different price point to accelerate your work, that's perfectly fine because it's above board and everybody knows what the circumstances are, and the monies that are taken are going into the general pool and being used as government resources. When it's going into someone's pocket, then what that does is, in any government office where the folks that are actually not doing the thing the right way are getting remunerated at a higher level, and those folks that are doing their job and are dedicated, which by and large are most of our government employees, become demoralized because by doing the right thing, they're not advancing, they're not benefiting.
No, they're staying.
And all the people that can't afford to pay to play in a circumstance where they don't understand the rules, yet again, are incentivized to get back in the tip line instead of wait and do what's necessary or make their recommendations on how something can improve. That means we aren't contributing to improving the system. We're just best holding on a sustainable norm that isn't really serving what we need.
I want to just go back a little bit. I know we're going to look forward to some of the solutions because you've actually been giving them to us for years and years and years. But I think something interesting happened. The last time I was here, and you were here as well, mm-hmm. Matt, the U.S. government had actually accused us of stalling the full enactment of the anti-corruption laws. You remember we talked about that a little bit. Something, just looking back on it based on the indictment, something stood out to me. You know, at the time they said the Public Disclosure Act, a legal anti-corruption mechanism, mandates that every senator and member of parliament provide to the Public Disclosure Commission a declaration of assets, income, and liabilities annually. Was that kind of like the canary in the coal mine?
Well, I think the interesting thing is, in some ways, yes. In some ways, I think there's been a lot of canaries that we could look at in the past and a lot of opportunities to address those issues. We had an anti-corruption conference maybe about it on this show a couple of times, but in 2023, I think.
Okay.
And it wasn't, you know, the typical conference to talk about it, how terrible is corruption and how does it destroy our society. Right. We all have that conversation. But this was really about how do we pull together everyone working from the different parts of our country that are working to improve integrity and governance, to reduce corruption. And we had folks from government, we had folks from the central bank, we had folks from private sector, we had Debbie Deal from the Bahamas Contractor Association, we had Candia was on from the media side, and it was a really powerful discussion. And it clearly there's still a lot of issues, but what was takeaway is there's a lot that's been done. So we actually put together a framework that shows, hey, this is how we could all work together. Because right. The fundamental problem is not that we don't necessarily have laws on the books or systems or have a lot of people actually dedicated to doing the right thing or promoting us to do the right thing when no one's watching. It's that we're not working together. And so when you have all these things in silos, you can't connect the dots and then get the ultimate result. So we have a complaints and corruption department and some dedicated folks that are working in that. We have steps like Crime Watch, where you call in the tips.
Right. You call in overseas, right. So
if you go on the cop website,
Crime Stoppers.
Thank you. And you even have a link on the front page of the police website right now where you could make a report. There are a lot of things in place. We have ombudsman in the central bank. We have dedicated work that's happening around the procurement standpoint. We have folks that are working on anti-money laundering that are being recognized internationally. We have a ton of private sector businesses that are pushing forward and meeting an ethical standard. So a lot of these things are happening, but are they happening in a way that it would have prevented or avoided the thing that came to light in those indictments? Probably not, because we're not connecting. So when you don't connect, it can be exploited.
Loopholes.
And those loopholes are the things that bring us to kind of screech everything to a halt,
right,
and focus on this issue right now instead of address it realistically before it's a crisis where we can address it, mitigate it, and move forward.
I think loopholes are our undoing on multiple levels.
Right.
Infrastructure-wise, judicially, with the laws, that are loopholes that are left there that need to be closed. I mean, like, it's just... it's rife on multiple levels. That's why we get so many issues.
So one of the things you often hear from Bahamians is, oh, I'm not comfortable calling into so-and-so to report anything because right. It'll just blow back on me. And where we see that the politicians, some of them appear to be more motivated to do things in the legislation to try to fix this problem the whole world is looking at us because of these indictments. But having seen a situation where you have a senior police officer indicted, where you have another on garden leave for other very dark allegations, do you think the public is more inclined to
borderline extrajudicial killings?
Pull back a little bit, because
so this was that the commissioner or outgoing commissioner pointed to, and the PM referenced it as well. Is it's about a culture. So it's not simply just saying, hey, folks, come forward and right. Now's the time, because you know this is when you need to bring forward. You can't just say whistleblowers or even talk about whistleblowers legislation and expect that something's going to happen without a lot of work on how do we fundamentally communicate and believe our role in this place. When you're reporting to the same entity that you might have suspicion about, you're going to question, like, is this coming back to me? Is this going to be dangerous? Yeah. And I don't know that we've done enough to incentivize that. We've had some discussions with folks in Trinidad, and Trinidad's a million plus, right? They themselves have issues on whether whistleblower legislation would work there, because they still think everybody's going to know who talked and how they talked. And right. So whether you put it on the books or not, you're still not going to get folks to do it. So you have to think about, how do you really preserve some of these identity? How do you really protect it? How do you incentivize and build into culture? So all of that has got to happen concurrently. It can't just be one piece of legislation.
Right.
It's got to be education with the public within government. There are some mandates and guidelines that have been put forward from the UN that talk a lot about why changing a culture is going to be a long-term process, but also is benefiting when you have more independent oversight. When you have this sense that if I bring something forward, that there's going to be somebody with a level of independence that can hear me and listen to me and help me to get the appropriate support. So on our books, we have the information commissioner, we have the director of public prosecution, we have the ombudsman. These are all pieces that follow that same model, really show or access what a level of independence is. And that's going to be a struggle point as we think about bringing more independence in this instance.
Yeah. Let's get to these calls real quick. Talking Heads.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hey, what's going on, 52?
Yeah, what's going on, Matt and MJ?
Hey, good afternoon.
Yeah, you know, Matt, I love what Matt's saying, right? But, you know, he who feels it knows it, so he must show it, right?
Mm.
Now, you know, everything you said was all well and good, Matt, right? But what I'm saying is the police and corruptions unit, like I say, it's a dawn of nothingness. Now, you mightn't believe it because you haven't experienced it. It should be moved from an out from outside the box parameters.
Right.
With the same officers of integrity because of the level of intimidation that you have to portray when you go there. They try to intimidate you from the gate. What you come here for? And mm-hmm. You know, the type of belligerent and obnoxious type exude, right? I mean, it's just obvious. And so you shouldn't have to be subjected to that. Also, subsequently to reporting the various natures of whatever the insubordinations is or the injustices against the citizen, then they don't follow you up.
Right.
All right. So I've had funds is missing, and it's, you know, this is years ago, and it's still recently, mostly. I mean, what I'm saying is they do these things, but even doing searches, many people are afraid to speak up. But what I'm saying is you never get payback.
Mm-hmm.
And what you have to go through to get it, it doesn't make sense. So what I'm saying is if there was the implementations of cameras, right? And so when Dwight Son always talked about local government, so when we look at local government, the paradigm for that, right?
Mm-hmm.
We will have a situation in which I see Paul called the show earlier talking about pay the police more, right? But they know what they're going to get paid when they get in the force. But what I would recommend is community-based policing, right? So we could trust them more. And then when they need problems, or they get in financial problems, medical bills, because they, however, even retired officers who complaining but not getting pension,
right.
The community and public station, the police should automatically, they put up their picture and their badge, they should have a GoFundMe account. They shouldn't be in the position that they're in once they're credible to society. You know, this is the way we look out for them.
Yeah, it's
not getting anybody talking about that.
Right.
So once they know what they, you know, because some of them are decent, but what I'm saying is it speaks to the entity when they're afraid to speak out. So what you think about me? Huh? The citizens, the gathering right. are strong.
And that's the point is that it's not that we have lots of pieces that put together could work, but it's how it's being done. And I think yeah, your point is 100% right.
But I just want to draw it in. Maybe someone should really listen to that because mm-hmm. that could help because, you know, I that's just the way it is. You know, they need help just like anybody else.
Right, right.
Comes in place. That shows that you care. You're trying to impede it at least.
Right.
But it's been around to run away with itself for years and decades. Now it manifests itself and some people are surprised. I'm not really truly nothing. Thanks.
All right, 52.
Thanks,
good 52. Stuff as always.
Thank
Let's
you.
Get to the other call. Talking Heads.
Naughty.
Hey.
All is well?
Yes, sir.
Matt.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, man. You the video today. How the police take out the opposition people out of the House of Assembly.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel as a Bahamian about that?
Fundamentally,
they throw them out of there like that.
And again, my take on that is as you see that happening, what I realize is a lot of attention is now going to be spent on that process instead of the way that we really resolve the things that brought those folks together. If we're gonna talk about meaningful change, what effective and efficient governance is really, it means we all got to be around the table, bringing our perspectives from the citizen side, private sector side, government side, and that means whatever parties that are represented have to be in that mix. When we don't, what I saw as that happened is I knew we were going to lose track on doing and addressing the issues that brought everybody there together in the first place, and the political environment that we're seeing. As we now move getting closer into the election season, unfortunately, focus on how we address these many, many challenges that are going to require all of us involved and dedicated to solving them, not sitting back and watching the show.
And I feel like you're absolutely correct. It's a lot of smoke screen. You understand what I'm saying? And we need to get to the real factors to change this country. Legislation has to be put in place. And someone with the backbone to implement the legislation that is required has to get in that seat as the prime minister.
But you know what also is going to help it is active and engaged citizens. Our tagline is get informed, get involved. And the truth is, if there's a stronger public will, it's going to influence the political will to move and prioritize the things that will represent the interests of those voices that maybe aren't heard in that house a lot.
Mm. But you know what prevents that? when you come out there and then you are actually targeted.
Sure.
You understand? Sure. That's for preventing a lot of people like myself from actually coming out and showing my faith and actually trying to do things.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people need to stop being afraid. This is the time now.
And
you see what happened today? We need to stop being afraid and stand up for the Bahamas.
No, and
this is our country.
I appreciate those
great
sentiments.
Point.
Yeah, I appreciate those sentiments.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how you have to look at it. I mean, I will say this. After today's events, I am a strong advocate for an independent Speaker of the House. It has to be somebody with experience with the protocols, but it has to be somebody with no skin in the game who could stand there and be impartial and be objective and say, no, it's the opposition's time. It's the government's time. This is how the thing go. And they will in turn respect the seat and respect the position and know when to show off and when to sit small.
So
I'm taking nothing away from Madam Speaker, who's a friend of the show, been on the show before, but at the same time, if I got to offer a critique, you need to clean it up. You need
to
get right.
Under the Westminster system, there have been moments in time, I don't think it's current to today, where you have both parties kind of agree that, okay, this is going to be the speaker, and that person wasn't even challenged in their constituency. But things have become so divisive over the last decade, and it's not just here, but of course in the UK as well, that I can't even remember the last time that was actually the case. But ideally, that is kind of the situation you want, where the speaker isn't, because she is in charge of the House, Madam Speaker is, but when she steps outside of the House, she's still a politician who wants to be renominated for her seat, you know? And for that, she depends on her party. So maybe there's some reform that's needed in
that
area
as
well.
That's a very interesting statement that you just made, MJ, because when you get texts like this, all right? Good day, Big Brother Naughty. I don't know if this is the topic, but I'm hearing a lot of callers praising the Speaker of the House about a good job in her constituency. But I live in Bayberry Street off Kennedy Sub, and for the past 12 years, this corner has been neglected because the road has permanent holes and never been re-asphalted. Also, the road is prone to flooding and bad flood drains. But wait, there's more. Yeah, okay.
12 years.
12 years. Mm-hmm. And that's not the first. That is not the first time I have heard those complaints from that constituency.
I wanted to ask Matt, because in reading the article, he talked a lot about being proactive as opposed to reactive. And of course, what we're seeing today, everything is like reactive now, right? That means the U.S. dropped that indictment and it's like, oh, my God.
Go,
all right,
go.
This, no, that, you know, and it's kind of crazy in this moment. But there are some things that we could do to be more proactive. Just can you brief?
So, I mean, starting with what is the function and what are we supposed to be utilizing the members of parliament for? How do we drive them? They are chosen as representatives to make sure that when these issues are debated at a national level, that the perspectives from your constituencies are involved. So we talk a lot about citizens to make sure that they're giving information to those representatives on a regular basis, that they're asking them questions. So you as a citizen can be more involved by making sure they hear your voice, by they knowing what your priorities are. We hear the topic of freedom of information, which we've been on this show a number of times.
Yeah.
I know y'all are big fans of us moving forward on that.
We want to get it done.
Because of what it brings. And people are very comfortable calling into shows. They're very comfortable talking to us on the road, showing up to the office periodically, stopping me when I'm in the pharmacy. And I love that. And they say, hey, da-da-da. And they're telling us freedom of information is a thing that, man, wouldn't that be great? But we don't think they will ever let us do it. And
right.
So I think tapping into the potential power of the citizen. So org does a lot of work in this space. We were in 10 different islands last year. We're going to be probably in more islands this year. And we talk to folks about how they can use their voice to advocate, to make their interests known. Tapping into that is crucial. One of the things that's going to help freedom of information move forward is if it's fully enacted. And what we know is that we have, we're about 75% there. We have a commissioner that put together an action plan to make sure that the systems are in place. The folks in government will be trained, put forward regulations that are sitting with government now to be passed, but we don't have funding for it. We don't have commitment and prioritization for freedom of information. So that's something that folks across the country in different constituencies can bring forward and let their folks that they know represent them. So whether they're having a debate in the cabinet or whether it comes forward into a discussion on the House of Assembly or in the Senate, folks will have known, hey, we told our representative that we want this thing to be prioritized. That's a leverage that I think we haven't utilized enough. So I think that's one. The Integrity Commission we've talked about as an independent body that can vet these allegations as they come forward, provide
and self-initiate investigations.
Absolutely.
That's important.
And move them forward in a way where people have a good sense to see when I see it in the newspaper, I'm not going to go to the default of which party I believe to think that's the side that I should support. That I understand there's a group that's looking at these things and identifying not only what are the issues in this current case, but what are the things we need to pull out of it to make sure that these types of things don't keep happening. Because when we see things coming up in the newspaper, often what you know is we haven't fixed the issue. And so these issues systemically in critical ways by these pieces of legislation moving forward, but your folks that you've put in place to represent you need to know that you care about that thing, that it does make a difference to your day-to-day life, and it is something that isn't just a good couple of words that organizations like ORG talk about here and there.
So the thing that I'm curious about, because I looked a little bit, I haven't gone deep into the bill that was introduced in the House today, mm-hmm. the Independent Commission of Investigations bill. But if I'm cynical, I'm saying to myself, you know, this thing has a lot of teeth. If you look at it, I like some of the things. It has more teeth to me than maybe some other legislation from the past. But it's under no particular ministry. It's important for the independents. But then we go right back to that funding. So who's going to be advocating for to receive the correct level of funding, especially you have this body that's completely, completely, completely autonomous.
Right.
How much money are they going to send for to that, and how are you going to make sure that it's, you know, funded properly?
Right. And so that's an important thing is that we'll disseminate that bill on our website so folks can look at it, but to critically analyze how do you make sure this thing happens? Because we would have seen things like the ombudsman bill being put forward with lots of potential,
and then
but
just
no money, not enacted, still sitting unenacted and not put in force. Freedom of information, 2017 passed, 2024 still not fully enacted. Procurement, which was put forward twice, is still not fully developed. We're seeing some information out of there, but the process and the process of appeals has not been fully developed, and neither is the state-owned enterprises that are also supposed to adhere to that. So having the right piece of legislation is key, but having involved folks to keep pressing and make sure that these things are realized when the budgets are being developed in the spring, that we want to make sure there's money in it. When those budgets come forward and you look at the numbers, making sure you understand that. ORG this year will be doing a whole series of trainings so folks can better understand how governments budget and what those budget documents look like and what they mean, so that we can all be a little bit more critically aware of what those things are, and then have our own specific and informed opinions on whether they're the right thing, whether they need to be enhanced, whether something didn't get covered, or whether we think this is really just a fluff statement with nothing behind it.
You think once this thing gets started that it'll be one of those things where it kind of snowballs, where it builds up momentum and then it's able to keep going? Like once it gets the correct funding up front, that it's able to build and become strong and become an institution that we're proud of like a decade from now. It's working.
I'm generally an optimist, so I think it's great that we're putting forward legislation. I would wonder why we would not also put forward a full integrity commission, because this is really just specific to one instance, one part of government. I also have not heard the definition that these types of issues are being prioritized on the legislative agenda. So we want to make sure we see those, and we want to make sure that if folks are happy with what's in the bill, that again, they use those voices, not just to vote folks in and out, but to let folks know before that, we like this, we don't like this, we want more to happen. It's going to require what we're kind of looking at as a social contract, right? Between citizens and government. And that means two-way dialogue. So if you have ideas and thoughts, we love that that we're calling into shows and that we're participating in these ongoing dialogues, but we also need to let those folks know they're representing in specific ways through emails and letters and visits. This is what we want to happen. We want to make sure that the next election, you're not just waiting for them to come to a list with you of what they're going to do, but that you have a list that tells them what you want to accomplish. And so these things can be some of those things that are on that list.
Often, I've been noticing a trend with Grand Bahamians recently, like they're not waiting anymore. They're just like, oh, we're in this. If we're mad about something or we feel something needs to change, we're going to speak up quickly. And it may have to do with the fact that you don't feel that same fear as a Nassuvian may feel right here, where you feel like, oh, well, they know me here.
We've been to a lot of the different islands, and as you know, everyone's a little bit different, little nuance.
Yeah.
In Grand Bahama, we've done a good bit of work in 8 Mile Rock, and it's a little different because it's off to the side, and
right.
they very much have their ideas of what needs to happen.
Yes.
They also have a bit of an independence of, we're going to take care of it. You know, they're coming out of folks, that stock of folks who live there used to be built, you know, boat builders, and they know what to do and how to build things and take care of things in their own space. So maybe that's starting to rise up as well. But what we realize is, just as you said, a lot of times in these discussions, those folks are not brought into this in a meaningful way. They're not asked in the same way. We have pieces of legislation. We put together town halls. A lot of times that happens. It's more Nassau-centric, or we just do it as a virtual, which is not necessarily the same. So we definitely need to be more intentional in bringing those spaces and those consultations and those opportunities to get opinions out there, because it's going to matter a little bit differently in each mm-hmm. island's unique context.
Yeah, and they're ready to do the work too. You know, they're
right.
reaching out, and so mm-hmm. yeah, that might be a little bit of talent you could tap into a little bit, because right now Freeport ain't playing. Right. I love it.
Matt, that time's coming. I appreciate you being here.
Always.
Always. You got to do this again. Absolutely. I know you got to run. For those of you calling in and texting in, MJ and I will go over into the 5 o'clock. All right. So call us, hang tight, or you could, can we get one or two of these in before we get to the break, Mr. Producer? We get one in before the break. Text us, keep them coming. We're going to read all your texts on the flip side. We're also going to get all your calls open, and we're going to chop it up. We're going to go to the Talking Heads. Hey, what's happening?
You're two guests still there?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't let them stay until I finish.
Who's this?
As a female citizen, we like bad treatment.
Go ahead.
Because the same, like, you keep voting PRP, FNM, PRP, PRP, FNM. It doesn't make sense. All two of them is the same party. If the FNM getting back in power, they can do the same thing the PRP doing. The PRP is talking about, they do the same thing. The problem, the only reason why Michael Pindar knew what he was doing yesterday was Lincoln Bean. How we
and you lost me there. You know, that's a name you don't mention on this show. Yeah, you lost me right there. And speaking of Lincoln, he should take a page out of Mr. Pintard's book. That's how you do an effective organization of a crowd. And you make a statement, and you work in unison, and everybody has their role. Not trying to bogart or hijack somebody's press conference. Look, the message is lost with your messenger COI. You got a lot of passion. You got a lot of love. You got a lot. Your message is lost with sensible people, with your leader. End quote.
The wait is over. That safe, guaranteed investment opportunity that you've been waiting for has finally arrived. My name is Bond, the Bahamas Government Savings Bond. And as of Thursday, November the 21st, all Bahamians, for as little as $100, can begin to save for their future. The investment rates are fixed and guaranteed with terms for 1 to 6 years. So you can't lose. Mark it down. Thursday, November the 21st. Get your Bahamas Government Savings Bonds. Check out the Central Bank of the Bahamas website for more details.
Bring flavor home for the holidays with a KFC Festive Feast. Create timeless memories with a $20 KFC Festive Bucket, brimming with 8 pieces of your favorite fried chicken and 4 buttery biscuits, or decorate the dinner table with a mega Festive Bucket featuring 8 pieces of juicy chicken, 4 biscuits, a large corn and mashed potato duo with a side of gravy, and 4 of our new pumpkin dessert biscuits. Crunch the holidays however you want, and let us do the dishes. KFC Nassau, it's finger licking good.
Get ready for the second annual Candy Cane Carnival, brought to you by Nassau Cruise Port, December the 7th, from 11 a.m. until 7 p.m. This free holiday event is perfect for the entire family. Enjoy sweet treats, fun games, and amazing performances by the All-Star Band, Royal Bahamas Police Force, Rhythm and Youth, St. John's College Choir, Lottie and the Storm, more. This Saturday, meet us at the Candy Cane Carnival at Nassau Cruise Port, the place to be.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Feeling lucky? Here's Cuban Willie's numerology report, brought to you by the Island Game.
Joe Cuban Willie, and it's Wednesday, and here is my numerology report for today, brought to you by the Island Game, the three ball special, tres pelotas, tres,
248, 248, 248.
That's your three ball for today. Play it and win with the Island Game. They winning, my friend.
Play with Island Games, we making dreams come true. Play with Island Games, we paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market, you getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamians first, guaranteed to pay.
Island Games,
we like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games,
we gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
NRG is nutrition. Check out our world-famous smoothies, signature quinoa dishes. We have the best salads and breakfast fit for a king and his queen. Open for breakfast, lunch, and now dinner. Each order is made with love and the highest quality ingredients and is nutritionally balanced. Visit any of our three locations. Old Fort Bay, open until 7:30 p.m. West Bay Street and Gladstone Road in the Monroe's Complex, open until 4 p.m. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at NRG Bahamas. NRG, nutrition ready to go.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. On Radio 96.9 FM.
Lord have mercy. Whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, well.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Central Bank of the Bahamas, the Cleveland Clinic, Easy Car Sales, Fine Threads, Grand Bahama News, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's and Games, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
And abuse me, I leave them with the
We're back at you on the Wednesday, December 4th edition of Talking Heads. We all going over, like MJ and I told you, today is a special day. It's one of them rare occasions. It's like a perfect storm. Everything lined up. All the variations of the ish and the fan. And I think we got Pearly zoomed in. I know Pearly was near the proceedings.
Hey, Pearly.
What's going on, Pearly? Unmute yourself, Pearly. You think after 2 years you'd know to unmute yourself, Pearly. Eventually unmute himself.
He will join us.
But before we get to the text, let's go to the phone lines real quick and get this call out the way. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's happening?
What are you saying? You know, I call him because, you know, that fly in Phil, right?
Yeah, happy go fly away.
Yeah. Well, I want him to think, like, this thing really stopped because you and MJ know how to play chess.
Chess, yeah. Well, yes.
Yes.
I prefer checkers, but I mean, chess is good, too.
Not in my cousin design. And he off the board, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fly and Phil need to take more steps. And before he fly out again, call for, like, Inspector Gay, you know, the one associated with our King here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or the Crooked Island, right?
Mm-hmm.
And ask for his resume, because I wonder why he's still on the force and not even calling for that, right?
Interesting.
Yeah, because, look here, let me tell you something. They talk about corruption, and the focus really on this corruption thing right now has to do with, I'm talking about the dealings on transport and systemic carrying out with securing routes and everything, and when they talk about the tons that they've been trafficking through here using our forces, right? There's also little corruption that carries on when these people taking up for these foreigners. And, you know, talking about my properties with the other airstrip, Pittstown airstrip in Crooked Island, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you. Like I told you, I spoke to you when I came back in September. Now, the other officer in Crooked Island removed my fence that was given to me. I have a receipt. And 11 days later, on the 27th, what's his name, ASP Gordon, removed my fence again on my property. And that airstrip is operating illegally. What, four pieces of property?
All right.
Comprising 23 acres, 700 foot of beachfront that I own there. You see what I'm saying? Why? Why is that? He need to put my fence back because they were told since 2021, after the 18th of June 2021, within the same parameters of time.
And you know what's surprising me? As much as you've called with the same complaint, and yeah. September we spoke last, still nothing.
Look, you're flying for them, right? Now, I want the country to know, you know. And as I called, I've been dealing with them. Nothing has happened since. Now, the 14th of last month, November, made 2 years since I wrote to the investment board about the legality of that.
And you have all your papers concerning the investment board and your property, correct?
Yeah, they ain't do nothing yet, right? You know,
all right.
I sent it to the cabinet, to all of them, right? Only Wayne Monroe had acknowledged my letter. That's been 2 years since the 14th of November. Now, guess what? That nothing happened. Now, the country need to know, you know. And I kept calling.
All right, but listen.
I
don't want to cut you off, right? But we got a lot to talk about today. You talk about this a lot. I want them to give you some closure on this.
Let me finish up with this one.
But let me give you a day where you can call and we can dedicate some time to it. Go ahead.
Systematically, right? I came up that me calling the OPM office and trying to get them to acknowledge the letter and respond to that. But guess what? When he or someone out of his office put their homicide detectives to try to come and pick me up last year, talking about I was calling them and I threatened him. It was me they targeted and
all
they
right.
had to let me go.
But like I told you, I let me give you some time one day where we could dedicate it to it. And I don't want to take nothing from it because I know it's important to you. We've talked about it before, but we got a lot of other national issues going on. Phone lines rattled up, text lines full. So I got to make this count. Going over into 5 o'clock.
All I want before you fly out, ask for the resignation of Inspector Gase.
All right.
And
Crooked Island.
Gordon.
All right.
Okay.
And I understand. I'm not trying to deflect from you know you calling in and with your issues, but we got a lot to talk about today.
It sounds like it's a long time.
And I know
issue
he's passionate
he's
about
been
it.
Dealing with.
Let's check out those texts, MJ.
The texts, okay. This texter says we're so brainwashed we can't protest without wearing political uniforms. These parties got us fighting each other while they laugh all the way to the bank. We are citizens first, political colors last. You think your red or yellow shirt gonna fix corruption? Wake up, people. We have another text.
But wasn't the march announced as an F&M march and an F&M protest?
I actually don't see a problem with
it. But it was also said, wear whatever you want to wear. And it said, if you're not an F&M, you don't have to come in colors. You could come in anything you want.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it.
There are a lot of people out there in plain clothes.
Yeah, I don't see an issue with it. This texter says, the speaker is a bully, and I agree that it should be an independent person. She is the worst speaker yet. You can take the man out of the... Okay, let's just go on to the next.
Leave that alone.
Yeah. This person says, Naughty, all I want to know is where the prime minister is now. 10-1 on the next plane smoking to Dubai to fight climate change, sucking my teeth.
It might be after reparations. You never know.
This caller says, good afternoon, Naughty MJ, my favorite talk show host, and should show some kind of independence if they want to be called honorable. The next texter says, good evening, Naughty. How was it heroic when Sir Lyndon did it, but disgraceful and disgusting when Mr. Cartwright did it?
Because he probably beat Mr. Bain to the punch, and you have some disgruntled COI fanatics.
I actually think that they're talking about some of the comments, because he didn't elaborate much, but the Prime Minister did describe it as either of those two words. It was either disgraceful or disgusting.
But let me just say this. Word. On to what I mentioned earlier. when I said Mr. Cartwright threw it out the window, there was a little difference in history. When Somalo threw it out the window, the mace fell and broke. When Shenandoah, Mr. Cartwright threw it out of the window, it bounced off the bleacher and hit Mr. Savannah's Petty in the head. I'm seeing pictures of him in the hospital getting buzzed by the mace.
Hopefully he's doing
okay. He's all right.
I think because I watched it, and I'm sure our listeners could tell us more, but he was attempting to throw it out, and then the speaker said, get him. And then, you know, several people rushed towards the window, and Mr. Petty was one of them. So I'm sure in all of that,
in the melee.
Then he may have inadvertently been hurt. And we really hope that he's doing
And he wasn't.
Doing okay.
That he wasn't hurt, you know, because at the end of the day, you don't want to see that. But
serious.
In good old Bahamiana fashion, now you have to say the 2024 version is better than the original because somebody actually get boys.
This person says, this Texas says, Naughty, we need a foreign speaker of the house. I don't agree with that.
When
you say foreign, you mean a foreign person? I don't think that's necessary at all. I just think that
Here's my take on independence. I think we need an independent speaker, but I need a Bahamian to be the speaker of my house because a Bahamian know how to tango. I mean, and let's be honest, you know, you may say, well, a Bahamian could fall victim to corruption. A foreign could fall victim to corruption as well, too. I think maybe easier than a Bahamian.
This texter says, hey, Naughty. How can I get Fred Mitchell's voice notes? If Sparky doesn't mind, can you send his number? I'm sure he gets them.
I strongly suggest that no one listen to Mr. Mitchell's voice notes. If you could save 3.5 to 4 minutes of your day and of your life over time, you add that up. Don't cut your life short listening to them. But if you're a glutton for punishment.
Don't dance like him.
Oh, my God. No. We can get to that in a minute. All I'm saying is, they float around numerous groups. You could get them. Maybe, you know, I don't know if Sparky want me to give you a number, but if Sparky give me permission, I could give you the number, and then Sparky could bless you with them, and that'd be all good.
This texter says, Freedom of the Info Act. Where is our plane? Why they couldn't say that our plane was confiscated? My, how inglorious this bug
I read
having.
That, and I like the adjective text.
My how
bleeping and glorious.
Yeah, well, we can't say the bleeping. So this boy was having a field day at the airport. Imagine when he found some drugs acting on info, and all of this is alleged. It's like the rat watching the shoes. I think they mean
the cheese. And the cheese factory. Correct.
Yeah.
But again,
I really wonder where we get from the rat like cheese.
And then you still have, you know, Mr. Mitchell decrying false narrative on the indictment, which is ludicrous, which makes absolutely no sense. And then, yeah, as alluding to your video that I saw too, painfully watched, that Mr. Mitchell makes the break dancer from Australia actually look like she has rhythm and knows how to dance. That's how bad he dances.
Here's another text. A good day, Naughty. The speaker must be replaced. She caused the boiling pot. And I'm
the boiling point or the boiling pot, either or, yeah.
Yeah, well, pots boil.
A point, boiling
boil
point,
as well.
Too.
Yeah.
Just a minute, tomato.
Pot, we'll go with that.
Could have been a typo, though, meaning point instead of pot.
Yeah, but a typo that made sense, so.
Touche.
The speaker. Let's talk about the speaker for a moment. Because I've been hearing a lot of people saying that maybe.
But this is where it emanated from. No, this has been long term. I mean, she's had clashes with Mr. White, the MP from St. Anne's. She's had clashes with Mr. Cartwright, you know, the MP from, what's his constituency? And see again, Pearly, it slips my mind right now.
St. Barnabas.
Mm-hmm. Correct. She's had clashes with the leader of the opposition, Mr. Pintard. And you can see the bias. Let's be honest. It's like the tennis judge. Man, listen here. If she going for Navratilova, I don't care who calling, Chris Everett Lloyd.
Monica Seles.
Yana Novotna. Anna Kournikova.
Arantxa.
Sanchez Vicario. None of them. Mm-hmm. None of them. None of them would have won.
Impressive.
You know how they used to, because it's a known bias. When it's a known bias, you can see it. And at some point, you got to run hard. It's like a manager in baseball, Pearly. Sometimes you got to get kicked out and make a point and kick some dirt on the bases as you go. Maybe yuck one or two up too, you know, the sort of style. Because you can't just sit there and be continually downplayed. That's not how democracy works. You're entitled to speak as the leader of the opposition.
I think what was surprised a lot of people is that this was a sore subject, a subject of like much debate last week, the last time that they met, when the opposition leader, Mr. Pintard, asked then to be able to make some public statements. At that time, it was being downplayed whether or not this was even something of national importance. I think it's quite clear now that it is something of national importance. I'm trying to understand why the speaker wasn't able to say whether or not she would give him that opportunity to speak instead of what happened, the, oh, I'm going to let the Minister of National Security go in then. Because as has been mentioned on many platforms today, there's no guarantee Mr. Pintard would have been given the opportunity after that had they moved for an adjournment to speak. So what is the big deal? How is this even like sensible from a national issue perspective to continue to deny the opposition an opportunity just to say some words in the House? And I understood, because I listened to a bit of Shivago Lang's show earlier, and I understood from Mr. Pintard that he had submitted his remarks in advance this
prior,
time.
He did.
Like he got through those technicalities that
all the hurdles that were placed before him to get there, the red
week.
Tape.
So what was the problem this week? As I said before, you know,
to quote the speaker, I will let you speak, but I'm going to let them finish their point. Then I will allow.
No, she said, I will tell you what
I'll
do after that.
I'll tell you what I'll do after that, correct.
And had she just been more decisive and say, okay, well, this is what I plan to do today and that's it, even if you stood on it, even if you didn't agree with it, I think that would have been something that you could kind of like respect a little bit more. But the way that everything happened today, honestly, I think even the prime minister was kind of surprised because he did not want it to go in that direction. He stood once, like he was going to say something, and then he kind of sat back down.
Do you think when he sat back down, did he realize that it's now becoming a real crap show?
Like, it's an issue.
Is he, Mr. Prime Minister, are you at least aware now that we are in the midst of a crap show?
You look on social media and you'll see that a lot of people are expressing their disappointment with the way that the speaker has been running the House. And this isn't the first time. I think it's now built up to the point where they totally understand the, even if some people think it was a bit extreme, the actions taken by Mr. Cartwright today, people actually sympathize with it because they were like, yeah, because the bias, and it's more from not being able to let the opposition speak. It almost feels like you don't want to hear the Bahamian people speak. You know, it's almost like, you would shut us down too. So it's taken on.
But I think a lot of people made comments that they thought it was a bit extreme, but a lot of them haven't been watching the House of Assembly over the last 3 years. And this has built up frustration by the opposition. The second Wednesday in every month is Opposition Day, where the opposition has the opportunity to ask the government questions. Every time they come with that, the opposition comes up with the government comes up with some kind of excuse as to why they can't answer the questions. They never answer the questions. And then when they try to speak on certain things, rude to Adrian White, rude to the leader, rude to Iram Lewis, rude to everybody, it's frustrating.
Oh, Pearly, tell Mr. Lewis I got the hookup at Fine Threads. I got him some good suits and jackets, all right? That cheap ishy wearing can't work, all right? Tell him I got him covered with Fine Threads, all right? Me and Adam Trico got him covered, all right? Don't watch nothing.
I got you.
I was up to hear some of the comments that the speaker made when she came back into the House. I think we have a little piece of it, so we could play.
Mr. Producer, we got that lined up?
We could play that. This is what the speaker said, because she actually said that she feared for her life. Now, you guys, do you think that was a bit hyperbolic?
Hold on. This can't be the same woman that came to a campaign and to a rally with a baseball bat over her shoulder in fear of her life. She has invoked in fear in other people for their life when she bounced in with the baseball bat. Come on now, Madam Speaker. You ain't in fear of your life. You can handle yourself, girl. Come on now.
Let's hear what she had to say after, and then we could talk about it.
This is a dark day in this political arena that we call politics. For the first time in my life, when I took the oath of office, I felt challenged. And I was in fear for my life. I will review the tapes and I will apprise the country later of my findings.
Okay,
I'm not trying to be facetious now, but is Madam Speaker okay? Because I'll be honest with you. She's not.
So my thing is, though, that
my question is, you reviewing the tape to find what findings? You know exactly what happened.
Right, and we
refuse to let them speak. You ignored them, and so they did what they had. Literally nothing to review. And then you can tell the people you fear for your life, but you saying get them.
So
my lord, and then you're laughing.
So Pearlie, because we like to keep it balanced. We also have a clip of a very short clip, because you guys know it was a long episode, of the mace being thrown out. Now the first voice you're gonna hear is that of Mr. Pintard pleading to get some sort of resolution on whether he would be able to speak, and then the female voice you hear will be that of the speaker. So let's listen to the speaker as it was actually happening. Now, she says today, later, that she was in fear, but let's listen to her as it happened.
In your discretion to permit us to put on the public record our views on a matter of critical importance.
Now, I will say.
Bang, bang, Lulu.
Ah, my.
Is that a snap I heard?
My lord.
We should have heard it in that one, but there was a point where she actually screamed, get him. I mean, a lot happened today, and like I said, I could tell the government side, the Progressive Liberal Party, they were shocked that it escalated to that.
You getting on me for being the comedian and writing jokes and making and thinking of future jokes. This is material, and guess what? If I don't laugh about it, I'm going to cry about it, because this is deplorable. Can you imagine? For God forbid, I hope no tourist was just scrolling the TV in the room and come across the parliamentary channel or something like that.
Can I tell you something? I don't care if the tourists saw this or not. I really couldn't care less. We have a country that we're trying
and
to
I get that,
save.
But it is.
And sometimes it's messy. Sometimes it's a bit messy.
It's a circus.
My thing is, though,
the tourists were lined up watching. Some of the tourists
saw it. They saw it. But
As a joke, some tourists asked the people, what was happening today? He said, oh, we just found out that Trump won.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, y'all want to fight y'all. Y'all know most of these tourists.
Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking heads.
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's happening?
So what if the tourists heard it or watched it? They just had an insurrection, right?
You understand, right?
This is true.
What's the deal?
I'm not guarding that for them.
The United States is crazy.
Yeah.
So they just had an insurrection, a crazy one too.
Yeah, we have to get our stuff together. We can't worry about every little, you know, thing to stop us from progressing.
Listen, that's the speaker thing. That's her house. That's our house. Okay. She's not dealing with little children the way she speaks to the opposition. Okay. She needs to realize that. Okay.
I think that it wasn't. You know, it's coming back to haunt Mr. Davis now, because I don't think, from an experience and from a protocol standpoint, she was ready for it. I think on a different road, but she could have been more effective.
I agree. Because she's too masculine in there.
I don't want to.
A good idea was
you got
the national breakfast program, the national lunch program. Considering her history with lunch sales and so on and so forth, and being in the business, she should know about nutrition in schools and so on. She would have been excellent in that capacity to make sure kids got the right program in place. I think she would have done a great job with it.
Naughty, don't go there. She sells hot dogs. How is someone who sells hot dogs know about nutrition and all that? Stop talking craziness, babe.
That was all Earl the Pearl, okay? I made a strong statement. I thought she could be good for the team in that capacity, okay? And guess what? What kind of hot dogs did she sell? She might have been selling kosher hot dogs. And those are the healthy ones.
You know what, y'all?
Hey, y'all need to
just stop. Have a good. Thank you so much, caller.
Mystery Dolphin. Thank you, brother.
In all fairness, I think we should, because a lot of the attention today was focused on the actions of Mr. Cartwright. In fairness, I think we should listen to his explanation of what, because I'll be honest with you, as I was watching it and she continued to say, the speaker, Madam Speaker, continued to say, I'll let you know. I was like, frustrated too. And at that moment where I was going to exhale from the frustration, he literally started walking at the same moment. So I kind of understood like what he was feeling in that moment. Here's Mr. Cartwright, the member of parliament for St. Barnabas, giving us an explanation as to why what happened today.
I got that impersonation done. My lord.
Right.
My lord.
This is where I say get him, right? Anyway. So, yeah, let's listen to Mr. Cartwright, his reasoning on why what happened today happened.
Today was symbolic of our commitment to the Bahamian people. This government and this speaker has been aiming to consistently go through the voices of the leader of the opposition and this entire caucus. The mace is the symbol of the speaker's authority that's been given to her by the Bahamian people. And so today we say enough is enough, and we give the power back to the people. We want this government to stop trying to suppress the voices of the Bahamian people, to come clean. Our country is in shambles. And so we say today, enough is enough.
So that's Mr. Cartwright in his own words explaining exactly, you know, what he was thinking in the moment that he threw the mace out of the House of Assembly.
I mean, it was coming. It's been brewing. I mean, and listen.
I think you make a good point about that, Pearlie. That is, you know, that this is a long-term thing. Maybe some people don't pay as much attention. I mean, what are your thoughts, Pearlie?
You know how bad she did to speak to member of parliament for St. Anne's and others, just roughing them up, and then the same things. And she talks about the rules, but the same rules should apply for both sides. And the rules that she put on the opposition, she lets the government get away with plenty. They break the rules all the time. She doesn't encourage them. She's not balanced. She's not neutral. She's not fair. And I mean, there's no disrespect to her as a person.
No.
She's just not. And that capacity that she's playing.
I think she's in too deep. I think it's a little bit over her head, this capacity. I really do. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I just mean, I'll give you a good example. Mike McCarthy's run his course in Dallas. I think she's run her course as the speaker. It's just time for a change. Let me check some of these texts real quick. Corruption flows deep in the Royal Bahamas Police Force. I have a Supreme Court order on a boat in dispute, and a police officer walked on my property and took the boat, and there's nothing I could do about it. How so? I mean, can't you go to the Complaints and Corruption and Complaints Department? I mean, they can just come. Did they have a warrant? Did they take it legally? Oh. Speaking of confiscated, the plane is confiscated, and big surprise.
I mean, that's the first time. Is the plane?
That's what I've heard, but I don't know how true it is. Got to get to the bottom of that. Both governments are afraid of the Freedom of Information Act. They both have to go. COI's the jokes. Text up. Thursday night, we got open mic night at Joker's Wild. Holler at your boy. Let me get you on stage. Get you 5 minutes. You funny. Oh, let's get to the break. Let's take it to the break. The B.I.G. Yeah, man, run it. Send a shout out to Madam Speaker on this one. Let's go.
Believe me, sweetie, I got enough to feed the needy. No need to be greedy. I got mad friends with Benzes. See notes by the layers. True to life players. Jump in the Rover and come over. Tell your friends. Jump in the GF3. I got the by the tree. I love it when you call me Big Papa. Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player. I love it when you call me Big Papa. To the honeys, get your money, play your fellas like dummies. I love it when you call me
Big
Papa. Please don't shoot up the place. Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Baby. Straight up, honey, really, I'm asking.
Flavid Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Flavid Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you
play Island Games,
we putting Bahamians first. Guaranteed to pay
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start. From the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Are you dreaming of an EV? Now is the time. Easy Car Sales is offering unbelievable deals on 2024 models with end-of-year discounts. Plus, quick and simple in-house financing makes it easy for everyone to go electric. Take a test drive and experience the thrill today at EV City on Abundant Life or Gladstone Road. Step into a smarter, more affordable drive with Easy Car Sales, your trusted EV and warranty provider since 2016.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Wanna step out and look great? Then Fine Threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. Is your place. Is your...
Get ready for the second annual Candy Cane Carnival, brought to you by Nassau Cruise Port, December the 7th, from 11 a.m. until 7 p.m. This free holiday event is perfect for the entire family. Enjoy sweet treats, fun games, and amazing performances by the All-Star Band, Royal Bahamas Police Force, Rhythm and Youth, St. John's College Choir, Blotty and the Scotch Conk Band, and more. This Saturday, meet us at the Candy Cane Carnival at Nassau Cruise Port, the place to be.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane.
Mary Jane.
Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Lord have mercy.
What happened to the biggie, man? All right, behave. I stop, MJ, I stop.
You see
I stop.
The look that I'm giving you,
I
right?
Stop, I stop.
You see
the- I stop. That's the don't talk ish in the food store. Look, don't make fun. Don't make
right
no
now. I'm reaching over this thing. And
Let's go to this phone call right here. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty, how you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you, man?
I'm good, good. Randall G. Day in the second here.
How are you, Randall G. Day in
good,
the second?
Man. First time caller, too.
All right, but don't make it, make this the first time, but not the last time.
Okay, my brother. Today is one for the civics books and the civics class, eh?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
That's number one. Number two, what the late Sir Marlowe and Sir Lyndon did back then was a strategic plan that was put in place. That's number two. Number three, can anyone tell me who is the only independent speaker of the House of Assembly that we have ever had?
Ivan Brennan.
And listen.
Someone hit it on the head. Mr. Brennan, right?
Yeah, correct.
Probably was passed with that.
How is it that he became the first and only independent speaker of the House?
There was a tie in the 1967 general elections. Really? Randall fought
you're right, yeah. There. What made him the first and only independent speaker of the Parliament?
I'm going to tell you that now. So Randall Fox, as the Labour Party, supported the PLP, and then he gave his support to the PLP, and part of that deal was you would become the Speaker.
But what made him the only independent Speaker of the Parliament?
Because at that time, he was the only independent elected member of Parliament.
You're absolutely correct, my brother.
But call him.
Yes, sir.
Until 2000, and I think maybe 2002, when Whitney Bastian was elected independent. Other than that, there were no independents elected.
Let me ask.
Poorly, you're absolutely correct.
Boy, we ain't gonna never hear this sock foolishness now again.
Stop it.
But anyhow. Now. But here again.
I have a question for you when you finish, all right, caller?
Yeah. Here again. When these things happen, there is our history is so diluted that very few people know the information that was asked and answered just now. I go about the country as a nationalist and I ask these simple questions all the time, and very few people know the answer.
But I got two questions for you now.
Yes,
first one is, who ran against Sir Lyndon and Andrus back in the day when Sir Lyndon won for the first time?
I think that would have been the Bean. what's his name?
No, you're wrong. I got you. It was my grandpa, K.M. Thompson.
Who's Thompson?
K.M. Thompson. I need a laundry. K.M. Thompson. I got you on that one, though. Because, boy, you had me stumbling on one of them for a second there. Let me throw one in there. Now, second of all, you made a good point about the independent Speaker of the House. I want to take it to 2024 and ask you, what would be your suggestion moving forward? Obviously, do you think we need an independent Speaker of the House without affiliation? And how would we go about selecting one of them?
Okay, well, if you know what the office and the job of the Speaker is, it really shouldn't matter whether the Speaker is appointed or voted for from their party. But the Speaker is a neutral seat in the Parliament. The Speaker of the House shouldn't even be making no contribution on behalf of their constituents. You see, here again, when we talk about knowing how things work, our Westminster model of parliamentary procedure dictates these things. But sadly enough, we are still governed by colonial statute laws. So we are still colonialists, in a sense. And unless people, the Bahamian people, understand this system that governs and controls us, we will have these kind of situations where when something happens, we start talking PLP and FNM. We're not talking nationhood. I don't have time to worry about PLP and FNM. Let's fix the nation by understanding, educating ourselves firstly on our Constitution so that we can know what our fundamental rights of the individual is, then understand and educate ourselves on the systems that are in place that govern and control us, because the country is still being operated in the same manner that our colonial masters operated. The difference is we now have black colonial masters.
Hey, excellent call, my brother. Please don't make this the first and the last. I expect to hear from you. MJ, expect to hear from you. You know the hours. You listen. Chime on in. Yes, all right, bro?
Yeah, my brother. God bless.
I give you.
He said about the colonial system. The Correct. Mace is actually a vestige of colonial the colonial system. So I agree with 99.9999% of what he just said.
And that's a lot of sense. You know what I noticed today, too? Different voices are being heard. Different voices are now calling out. It's because now I think people are aware that it's about country first. And before we proceed, we need to proceed with the best options. And we need to proceed without corruption. And we need some transparency and accountability. After being promised for decades of it, we need it delivered.
Let's talk about, just to pivot just a little bit, about the other thing that would have been the big headline for tomorrow. So we got a resignation by our commissioner of police. We're hearing that there's a possibility that we have a new commissioner, perhaps named later today,
perhaps
tomorrow.
Possibly the first and female commissioner.
It was historic. Named today.
It was
named
okay, so, Knowles. Yes, Shanta Knowles.
It's named today. Shanta Knowles is excellent. New commissioner of police.
Excellent. I mean, just being a Grand Bahamian, and I know that she works out of Grand Bahama, everything that I've heard has been really positive.
Pearlie, let me tell you
and
how this
is
can go.
It is an historic.
John Quayle. Buddy, spelling bees, commissioner of police, Freeport.
Anyway.
But why not prime minister?
Listen.
Anyway, you know what?
Go
yeah, but then
Pearlie,
I could be a lot. Anyway, boy, but I could be long. Hey, all right. Touche all day today, boy.
You got it. Right. So, yeah, that would be the next big thing that's going to be in the headlines tomorrow. Obviously, something had to be done. But the question is that sufficient? We will have a new commissioner, but is that enough?
If you look at the statistics, how she runs her house in Grand Bahama, she's done a great job. They got a good conviction rate. They run a good ship. So if that can transcend, like a coach, if you can go from that program to this program and make it happen, pull a Deion Sanders, start, you know, build up a program that's that's got issues, she might be the right person for the job, especially if she's detailed and she goes over it with a fine-tooth comb and does her due diligence and puts the force where it needs to be going forward with the image shined up rather than tarnished. I think that's what we need right now. This is not an easy position to be in.
No,
not
at all.
Easy transition.
No, go ahead, Pearlie.
No, it's not easy. It's a very difficult business, and I don't envy what she has to do. She has to come in and put her foot down and be really strict and really do some things to clean the force up and get some the bad apples out. While there are only a few, that's going to be a mammoth job.
We still have the outstanding question about a potential allegation against a high-ranking politician. We still don't know who that person allegedly is. And I want to just ask... about the national security, should there be a change there as well? Because a lot of people are still calling for the resignation of our current Minister of National Security, Maine Monroe, under which a lot of this transpired.
But before you answer that, just let me interject this for the record. MJ, you're still my favorite host, but Shanta knows is from Roxanne Eleuthera. And here come the Eleutherians now. Oh. Get it right, brother. She's from Roxanne. Get it right, Eleuthera. My grandpa was from North Palmetto Point.
Okay,
so that's Eleuthera on Eleuthera. Ease up on me.
No, no, no. My grandfather was from Governor's Harbor, Eleuthera.
Boom.
So it's all one big...
My grandma was from Savannah Sound.
All right. So all of these one.
That's enough Eleuthera for you right there, Eleutherians. Okay, we got it right. We get the memo. Let me check. But go ahead, answer that.
Yeah, no, I'm just wondering if this is enough at this particular moment in time. Having the Commissioner of Police resign. What about national security? What's going on in that ministry?
Mr. Monroe does not really check for the noise in the market. I mean, he's one of those people that can actually put on the blinders and... I guess until he get a knock on the door or a phone call like, oh, Mr. Fernando God, I mean.
Well, he's made it quite clear that he is really only concerned with the opinion of one person. That's the prime minister. Of course, he serves at the pleasure of the prime minister, but he really does not seem to be concerned at all with the questions that Bahamians have.
Hey, Naughty, just wanted to put this out there that the government needs to now get into talks about changing the provost marshal and hand it over to our military, the Royal Bahamas Defense Force. Valid point, Dexter, but you know me.
I wish I would expand on that so I could understand.
That's what I'm going to say. All right. The defense force, that is. Naughty, we need to get our house and nation back in order, especially considering that the man who threatened to blow up our country is on his way to becoming the U.S. Secretary of Defense. Oh, God.
Oh, that's right, DeSantis.
I know.
That's
Mr.
crazy.
Mr. High Heels himself.
He literally kept saying that stupid thing on the campaign trail. Yeah. He's about to be Minister of
Defense. And he know better. We shop too much in Walmart for him to ever blow us up.
Toss that other guy.
Anyway, let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking heads.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
Afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon.
Just one thing I wanted to say. Corruption is never going to stop in this country. Let me tell you why. Right now, today, just saying, if I'm a baggage handler at the airport,
right?
Just say on average, I make $350 to $450 a week.
Okay.
Somebody comes on there right now and offers me $5,000 to put a bag on a plane. Who is not going to accept it? Who? Who's not going to take it? You know, and even so, another thing I know they do for a fact. If I want cigars from Cuba, right? I know when the flight comes in. Hey, I need you to take my bag over to domestic, where my bag doesn't have to go to customs. That's another issue. And let me give you another example. The U.S. was watching a yacht that left Fort Lauderdale, right? Okay. That yacht docked in Hurricane Hole, Marina, for 2 days. They left Hurricane Hole. They went down to Haiti. They left Haiti, went to Jamaica. But before they docked in Jamaica, the U.S. called, asked if they could arrest this, or apprehend this yacht. They did so. That yacht was loaded with guns. Who's to say how many guns they dropped off in the Bahamas? Okay? There's no checks and balances.
But hold on. You asked me what I would do? Well, I would get somebody like you who seems to be in the know and get you under a proper whistleblower act that would protect you, not like the idiocy that Mr. Mitchell says, don't protect whistleblowers, because obviously it's going on. Obviously the information's out there, and obviously you need to be in a position where you can put it out there and feel safe about doing it in order to better the country. Because just how you connected a lot of dots right there, that information should be passed on. And why it doesn't be passed on? Because why? We as a people... No, she wrong and don't like to call out wrong. No better, do better. It's time we call out wrong. There's nothing wrong with calling out wrong. We've been stereotyped and brainwashed into believing that that's the case, but it's not.
You see, the thing about it is we have you know, they put politicians put these people in position. The policies and procedures stays on they don't use the proper technology. Customs been asking, they've been asking for a while for scanners. The government don't want to spend the money. But yet they will give out an exorbitant contract where the person probably profits something costs $10 million. They'll say it'll cost $50, but that person probably profit by $30 million. So, you know, we need people in place who want to make the change. The government needs to spend the money. I remember one time I spoke to Wayne Monroe on Awaki. I asked him, I said, excuse me, sir, what are you now going to put in a place where there's some sort of deterrent for crime? The man opened up his phone, showed me all kind of photos with guys who got shot. You tell me that makes sense.
Wow.
You understand what I'm saying?
Ooh.
I'm like, he may as well go to attend the Rock, whatever school he went to, he need to go get a refund. Because I'm like, dude, what? You're not telling me anything. They have no clue. You know, you have to change the legislation. And I can guarantee you, if you now say to the public, gun possession, 10 years, armed robbery, 20. If you get caught with
three strikes
guns,
and you're done. How about that? The three strike rule.
Thank you. More than three guns? Hey, 40 years in prison. Watch the difference. You'll see the murder count go down. I can guarantee you it would change. But legislation needs to change. And Bahamians now need to get to a point where they stand up for this country. Because as long as we don't do that, those brothers in parliament, they don't care. They really don't. They get
it.
And that's it.
I appreciate the call and sound like your first time
so
or two.
Much.
Don't be a last
thank
time.
Thank you so much,
Carla. Good points. Good stuff.
You. Another texter. Good afternoon, Naughty, MJ, and Pearlie. I think it is appalling. MPs. The speaker had no intention of letting Mr. Pintard speak. She actually gloats. She is an awful speaker. Great show.
Pearlie?
She said it. The texter said it all.
The texter.
But, you know, even the scene on Bay Street. There was a crew of them coming up Bay Street. They got there. They were walking up to Parliament and was waiting on their leader to come out. They was going to go over and meet him and talk. If the police just allowed them to walk through, they would have done that. They would have sit in the bleachers, shout from the bleachers, and that would have been it. They
right.
escalated it and made it a whole thing. You know, it didn't have to go like that. It didn't have to go like that, you know.
That ties more into the Gestapo tactics, you know, displayed by the force from time to time.
When you see the deputy commissioner out there spreading things, that tells you something.
This texter says the PLP has already started the talk that today's events were scripted. If they were better scripted than the press release from the now former commissioner of police.
And I could say that looked mighty scripted because that looked like 18 edits and 19 cuts and 14 cutaways. I would have liked to see in the editing room floor after that one.
If the speaker had allowed him to speak, that wouldn't have been nothing to do.
I mean,
so what a scripting.
Just watching it, right, in real time, it did not appear scripted to me. Like, you could almost feel, as the conversation kept going back and forth, without even, it wasn't a, you know, like, you have to let me speak. It's just at least, you know, show us a little bit of respect. That should go both ways and just tell us, will you allow us to speak or not? And then we'll decide, you know, the next move. But it was like you're not even worthy of a response in a reasonable time. I can see the frustration growing on Mr. Cartwright. It didn't look scripted to me. I mean, y'all will have to prove that some way, but it did not look scripted to me. Here's another texter. Naughty, the mace was thrown out the house today was thought by a great leader. Don't blame Shannon. Oh, yeah, we know what y'all getting at. That was already debunked earlier on on Chivago's show. No former whatever's had anything to do with anything today. So y'all need to stop that.
Come on, stop that.
Yeah,
one thing
we need to tell people is, and you know, a lot of people, and I was surprised that Minister Clay Sweeting put something that there was only one Selinden. Selinden did not throw the mace out of the window.
Hold on, I just let you know something right now. Clay Sweeting is only upset that Adrian White held on to that damn flag for the Eastern Red and for Conky Joe Bahamiana from Abaco to Eastern Road to Eleuthera. My God, and everywhere in between. Clay is only upset that Adrian White is the hot Conky Joe fashion of the week because he has been the Eastern Road loves him. That's all that is right there. Tell Clay I have several seats and go get me some snappers and jacks.
Here's another texter. No need. No, wait, no more.
My needs to, but listen here, my needs to.
Wait, let Pearly go.
I love when he gets his voice like that, sounding very Eastern Roady, right?
Yeah, you hear it, right?
Well, I'm telling you now, my grandpa used to buy all the fish off of Clay Grandpa. Don't talk, I want my snapper and my jack. That's what I want.
And that's what you eat, snappers and jack?
Among other things, I like turbot too. I personally like group of the best, but a turbot is very good when you want to make a good stew. And that's some turbot and some lime. I have some great stuff, especially if you've been drinking gin the night before at the yacht club. That's a perfect sober up in the morning.
Really?
Oh, you stick with me, Pearly. You learn a thing or two and you'll eat good.
There's a meme going around that says, if you can't hold me like Adrian holding that flag, I ain't on you in my life.
And another one with Mr. Cartwright's picture saying, if I send this to you, that means everything we had getting thrown out the window. All right, here's another texter. Thank you so much, texters. Here's another one. No need for expensive surveillance and security systems to protect yourself and your family. Simply get a glass of water. It saved the speaker's life. Okay, y'all.
Hey, y'all need to stop now. The speaker is a disgrace, period, full stop.
Oh, y'all need to stop. Another texter.
All right, let's get this call because we get the text in. Let's get the call real quick and we'll wrap it up. Talking Heads.
Hey, what are you doing?
Hey, what's going on? You good?
I think they threw the commissioner under the bus, though.
You think so?
Yeah, I think he was...
Collateral damage?
No. He was the sock of a shoe thing, right?
Okay.
But I don't think we will not be at ease until we know this.
I know, absolutely. And that's why it's not going to end until we do know.
Yeah. Now, I would like to make a calm suggestion. Okay? Give him a short tracker and the ankle bracelet and the video thing, right? Those are three separate contracts, right?
Repeat yourself. I lost the last tracker. Uh-huh. The shot
the
spotter. And the ankle bracelet, yes.
And the video thing.
Surveillance, CCTV.
Are three separate contracts, right?
Oh, yes. They're contracted out separately.
Okay.
And I heard a rumbling of the ankle monitors being taken from one company and given to another company.
Okay, now, but here is my suggestion, right? It's something called an interface. If we can interface those three programs, we would have a predictive element in our...
That is a good point right there, but we do have to wrap now, so I don't want to cut you off.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
But that is a great idea, too, and maybe call me back tomorrow or Friday, and we can finish talking about it some more. Pearly, you got anything to say before we get out of here? And yes, Sports Fanatics, we will be back tomorrow. I'll come on in at 5 o'clock and jam with Pearly, get you ready for Thursday night football. And Friday, you know how we do it. But sometimes when you got the perfect storm like today, you got to definitely deal with it.
Yeah, let's join me tomorrow. I'm going to have Adrian White on tomorrow at 4 o'clock.
And the flag. I'll let you know. And the flag.
I told him to bring the flag.
All right.
Good stuff. I'll be listening.
MJ, appreciate you. Great show today. Pretty good stuff chiming in. I want to thank our guest, Matt Aubrey, who was here earlier. And Mr. Producer, you've done a great job today holding it down, as you always do, man. We'll do it again tomorrow. Pearly's in on Thursday. MJ and I will be in on Friday. Pearly will chime in for sports. And we'll have lots to talk about, all right? And guess what? Everybody who chimed in today, excellent job. And all the new callers and new texters, keep it up. Good stuff, man. See, all of y'all are talking ads. Be part of it each and every day, 4 to 6, right here on Guardian Radio. For MJ, for Pearly, this is your boy Naughty. We see you mañana right here on Talking Ads. We up out of here now before we get hit by the mix.
Could I never get me down? And though they tried to use me and abuse me, I leave them with the bomb. They burn a fire, burn a weak God, Babylon and the Peter. Could I never get me down? And though they tried to use me and abuse me, I leave them with the bomb.